The reading is John chapter 8, verse 12, and can be found on page 1073 in the Church Bibles. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, lots of space here. Well, good afternoon, everybody. As Yvonne said earlier, my name is Chris, and I'm the youth and children's worker here. You may hear from my accent that I'm a little bit different. I was born in South Africa, and for many years I thought South Africa was the most beautiful country in the world. And so then I moved to the UAE and lived in Abu Dhabi, and I found out when I lived there for 10 years that the sands of the desert are actually very, very beautiful. And even though they might not have the greens of South Africa, it was a wonderful sight of how God can use different parts of the world. And then a year and a half ago, we moved here to the UK, and my family and I are absolutely amazed at this country. We love going through the seasons and seeing each season being different. And so we see that this country, too, is another beautiful country. One of the things we like about the Christingle, and mine's a little bit different to yours, is that in your one, you have an orange. I don't know quite what this one is. Does it look like a plum? It's not quite an orange. I tried to make orange and then I ran out of the color, and so I ended up with this color. But we're going to call it the world. So the Christingle, the orange, reminds us of the world. And God has created a beautiful world. Over and over again, we see how wonderful and how beautiful God's creation is. As you heard earlier, the four sticks, mine a little bit bigger than yours again, represent the four directions of the earth, the four corners of the earth, and the seasons that we're in. And you'll see on my one, I have some seasons for summer and spring and autumn. But in winter, I don't have any fruit on. And I do that because I like to think that, or I like to know that, in some parts of the world, even though we are blessed and have different fruit and food, there are some parts of the world that don't have. There are some people that we need to think about, and especially this time of the year, know that there are people who are less fortunate than ourselves who might not have something to eat or something to have gifts on. And so even at Christmas time, it's important to remember that even though this world is beautiful and there's so many good things around it, there is also lots of negativeness. I don't know if any of you watch the news, but if you do watch the news, you'll hear story after story of countries at war and people hurting each other, and just generally things going wrong. Ever since God created man and woman, we've rejected God's ways. God loves peace, he loves truth. God loves patience, he loves kindness. He loves generosity, he loves faithfulness, he loves self-control. God loves his creation. But so often, we reject God's ways. So often we choose paths of darkness rather than the path of light. So then, about 2,000 years ago, God himself came and lived among us. He came as the baby Jesus and grew up to be Jesus the man. When Jesus the baby grew up, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And that is why at the top of our Christingle, we have a white candle, reminding us of the words of Jesus. Because Jesus truly is the light of the world. And I hope there's lights without falling over, because let's see how it goes. So, on another occasion, Jesus said, "I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should ever stay in darkness." The problem is that many people wanted to get rid of Jesus. Even today, people still want to do that. He was the most amazing baby and the most amazing man who ever lived. He challenged people's selfish attitudes, so they arrested him. They strapped him to the cross and they killed him. And the light of the world went out. On that cross, Jesus died. And that's why he put a red ribbon around our world. Because the blood of Christ came out of the cross. On the cross, it seemed like the light of Jesus had gone out. But 3 days later, he burst out of the tomb and he came back to life. Now, this better work. Jesus was too good to stay dead. He was, and he is still, the light of the world. Christians today worship the risen Lord Jesus. Jesus, the baby who became Jesus, the man. He died and he rose again for the whole world. Jesus who said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." My prayer for each of you is that you will know and will be open to Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. Thanks, everyone.